Hare Krishna. I'm just going to read something from Srimad Bhagavatam and then I'll tell you what it's about. Another son of Lord Brahma was irreligion, whose wife's name was Falsity. From their combination were born two demons named Dumba, or bluffing, and Maya, or cheating. These two demons were taken by a demon named Niriti, who had no children. Maitreya and Vitol Vidura, O great soul, from Dumba and Maya were born greed and Nikriti, or cunning. From their combination came children named Krodha, anger, and Himsa, envy. And from their combination were born Kali and his sister Durukti, harsh speech. O greatest of all good men, by the combination of Kali and harsh speech were born children named Mrityu, death, and Bhiti, fear. From the combination of Mrityu and Bhiti came children named Yatana, excessive pain, and Niraya, hell. The reason I'm reading this is it was something I quoted yesterday when we gave the Sunday program in Budapest. Right now I'm in New Vajradhana. And starting our Varnashram seminar course here. And of course from here I'll go to Istanbul, but then we'll continue elsewhere. And Sunday program in Budapest was about preparing for Gundicha Marjana, although it's somewhere a little further down in the month in Puri. But because we're having our Rath Yatra in 2 weeks' time, therefore we're celebrating Gundicha Marjana in next Sunday in Budapest. And we'll get lots and lots of devotees come. Almost 100, and they do a maha cleanup. It's very good for the temple, very good for the participants. And ultimately this Gundicha Marjana is all about Chaito Darpana Marjana, cleansing the heart. What is it that we're cleansing? We talk about anartas. So what are these anartas? Well, that's why I read these things, and I thought I'd also share that with the non-Hungarian speakers. And they are lust, greed, anger, envy, fear of death, pain, all of these things, including hell. And it's very instructive. I would suggest devotees who are interested to know a little more that chapter 8, verses 2 to 5, if you look at these, 2, 3, 4, then you get an idea of which bad qualities combine together to form what further bad qualities. And I'm going to sort of restrict it in time. I'm not going to get into as lengthy an analysis as I did yesterday, which was, I spent an hour on that. But what is instructive is that everything starts with adharma. In other words, it starts with irreligion. And from irreligion come all of these other progeny. So let me just go back there for a minute. Irreligion and falsity. They then become the source of all other bad qualities. And it's something for us to actually then consider that these two things are become really essential in our practice of Krishna consciousness. If we want to stay aloof from other bad qualities, what to speak of purifying them, because one aspect is to get free of those bad qualities that we can't really do anything about what's already there, but we can certainly avoid making any more of these things or making any more bad qualities. And those bad qualities will come if we participate in these activities, starting with performing irreligious activities, or falsity means lying or stealing or cheating. So these two things we have to be very careful about. That means we need to start off by knowing what Dharma is. Otherwise, you can't be free from adharma. Our natural tendency in Kali Yuga is to be adharmic. That's the way the current flows. It's just like the river. Unless you're swimming against the current, there's only one way you go when you get in the river, and that's downstream. So similarly, in Kali Yuga, there's only one direction everyone goes, and that's downstream, unless you're doing something else, which is going upstream, and you're avoiding the, and you have the strength to avoid the influence of Kali Yuga. So that means we have to know what is Dharma and what is Adharma. You have to pravritishya, nivritishya, you have to avoid the Adharma, and you have to know what is Dharma. So you have to act dharmically in all times, in all places, in all circumstances, otherwise immediately. And falsity. So these two things seem to play a real major role in giving rise to all of these other bad qualities. And of course, falsity is something that we know is the leg of Dharma, which is going in this last age. So even if someone says or thinks that they're cultivating Dharma, but at the same time they're engaged in falsity, well, then it's like trying to light a fire, but at the same time pouring water over it. One won't get very far. So we need to be extremely careful. This is one of the reasons why we're doing our Varnashram course, so that devotees actually know what is their Dharma. Not only what is Dharma in terms of Parodharma, in terms of principles of transcendence, principles of Krishna consciousness, but what are people's duties, even material duties, in this human form of life? Because we're not transcendently situated, therefore we're not above right material right and wrong. Material right and wrong will influence our Krishna consciousness, our ability to stick to the principles of Paradharma. So, something to consider and meditate on: falsity and irreligion. These are the causes of all other types of impious activities or sinful activities, which are very current in Kali Yuga, therefore one needs to conscientiously practice staying away from these type of things. What does it take? Well, that's something for everyone to envisage in their own lives. No doubt, Krishna gives all strength, all determination for Vaishnavas to do the right thing when they are trying to do the right thing. And they're trying to do the right thing in the right way, as opposed to trying to do the right thing in the wrong way. Krishna's spoken Bhagavad Gita, so we know what the right way is. And if we follow that right way, then no doubt, tadami buddhi yogam tam jinamam upayantite, then Krishna will give us the intelligence how to be able to understand what is the right thing to do in the right way, because there are many, many guidelines which are written in Shastra, but ultimately you can't know everything that can be done in every circumstance is not written down. And that's why intelligence is there, so that one ultimately has that God-given vision to know that in this circumstance, this is the right thing to do. If you understand the principles, then you understand the practical application of those principles according to time and circumstance. Hare Krishna.